Hi, I'm Yame Chen. I'm a faculty for National Taiwan University. And first, I want to thank you for staying to the very last session of this conference. I'm going to present older adult functional disability and leisure time trajectory. It's an application of parallel process modeling using a national sample from Taiwan. Longer life expectancy and very low fertility rate are the major contributors for rapid aging population, and this is particularly true in Taiwan. As you can see, this light green line indicating Taiwan, it goes up very fast, especially after year 2011 when our baby boomer hits age 65. Taiwan is probably one of the fattest aging country in the world. However, the disability rate among elder population is still increasing. So it's particularly important for us to better understand the process of disability development in Taiwan among Taiwanese older adults. So this study, we use Martin's modified disablement process, hope to better understand this disability development process in the hope of finding more risk factor which will speed up this process or some protective factor which may slow down this process. And in this study, we are particularly interested in health factors related to social accommodation or behavioral change, such as leisure time activity participation, how this factor may influence this process of functional disability development. And leisure time activity should be activity that's not working related, and it's non-compulsory activities, and people should do it with joy. There are generally two types of leisure time activities. For physical type activities, it could include just outdoor activity, walking, exercising. When I say exercising, I don't mean workout. The concept of workout is not common for Taiwanese older adults, just regular life physical activities, and gardening, and so on. And for sedentary type of leisure time activities, it could have reading, playing chessboard, playing mahjong, and talking to friends, having gathering with friends. And these activities are all good for older adults' mental capacities. There are many studies showing the benefit of leisure time activities on older adults' function. I'm just going to mention a couple here. Most recent studies show that it's never too late to start exercising for the benefit of maintaining functioning abilities. Even if older adults have developed functioning disability, if they can adopt just a couple type of leisure time activity, they could have better able to maintain their subjective well-being than those who did not adopt any leisure time activities. And leisure time activity has also shown protective effect on cognitive health, and they might mitigate the effect of functional limitation and perception of disabilities. However, most of these past studies was only able to examine the effect of leisure time activity at one time point on functional disability at another time point sometime in the future. They were not able to examine how the change of leisure time activity may influence the change of functional disability over time. And this is particularly important because both of these two factors may change over time. So the purpose of this study was to use parallel latent growth curve modeling, I'll talk about this later, to examine the dynamic relationship between the trajectory of leisure time activity and the trajectory of functional disability among Taiwanese older adults. We use the nationally representative data of Taiwanese older adults age 50 and over with four times of surveys. And all these surveys were completed with very good high completion rates, more than 85% at least. And the survey lasts for 11 years of study period from 1996 to year 2007. For our interest in leisure time activity, we only selected those older adults who survived to year 2007. As a result, we have included more than 3,000 older adults for our analysis, with an average age of 63.74 in 1996 and half of them were female. For the variable that we are interested, we include 9 types of leisure time activity, which may include activity like reading, gathering with friends, playing cards, mahjong, and having outdoor activities, exercising, gardening, and so forth. And all these activities were measured at 4 time points of survey with 4 levels of participation. And all the scores were added up at each time point, the higher the score indicating the higher participation in leisure time activities. For functional disability, we have 3 indicators assessing different aspects of disability. The first was functional limitation activities, activity like climbing stairs. And we have also included 6 activity of daily living, ADLs, such like taking a bath, and 6 instrumental activities of daily living, such as taking transportation. The higher the score of these indicators means our older adults have more difficulties in performing these activities. Okay, latent growth curve modeling is an advanced form of structural equation modeling. It's its advantage of with longitudinal data. And the other advantage of latent growth curve modeling is that we were able to model baseline and change of a factor at the same time. So in this study, we have 2 latent growth curve modeling, one for leisure time activity and one for functional disability. So we were able to hypothesize that leisure time activity at baseline will have direct impact for functional disability at baseline and change in functional disability in the future. And for older adults, change in leisure time activity, it will have a direct impact on older adults' functional disability change. We also hypothesize that older adults' baseline functional disability will have impact on leisure time activities. And in this study, we include 3 time invariant covariates, age, gender, and education. Here comes our preliminary result. As you can see, the dark blue line indicating older adults' participation in leisure time activity. Our older adults increase their leisure time activity at the beginning and then drop afterward. But for the 3 indicators assessing different aspects of disabilities, they increase consistently over time. Okay, this is our final model testing. This model has shown good model fit index over here. The major finding of this model was that we found the baseline leisure time activity was negatively associated with functional disability at baseline, as well as functional disability change, the speed of functional disability change over time. It means that for older adult with better status of leisure time activity participation at the beginning, they will have lower functional disability and maybe later onset of functional disability. And even if they have developed functional disability, they might benefit for a slower increase of functional disability over time. We have also found that this is sort of exciting finding for us. We have also found that for older adults, if they were able to increase their participation in leisure time activity, they'll benefit for even more and even slower increase of functional disability over time. It means that if our older adults can have participate in different, more variety of leisure time activity or increase their frequency in participating in leisure time activities, they'll benefit for this strong, this -64 compared to this -0.16. These are standardized coefficients, and this is almost 3 times as strong as the baseline leisure time activity on the change of functional disability. So if our older adults can increase their leisure time activity participation, they will be able to benefit for even slower increase of functional disability over time. Okay, this is our discussion of potential future implications for future studies. First, we found higher baseline leisure time activity was associated with lower baseline, lower increase in functional disability. Many past research studies have showing the relationship between a significant activity and lower function disability or later onset of function disability, but not many of past studies have emphasized the importance of a good baseline leisure time activity on a slower increase of function disability over time. So it's important that older adults might want to start this early for the dual benefit of having benefit on lower function disability and slower progression of functional disabilities. So we agree with past studies that it's always never too late to start exercising. Our older adult can always benefit from starting moving. But for leisure time activities, we think for older adults, they might want to start early. Maybe the earlier the better. And our second finding was that increasing leisure time activity over time has more than three times the effect on slowing down the progression of functional disability as older adults' baseline leisure time activities. To our knowledge, this is probably the first study, but please feel free to remind me if I have missed any reference. To my knowledge so far, this is probably the first study addressing the importance of increasing leisure time activity per year on the strong benefit of having even more slower increase of functional disability over time. And with this strong evidence, I think there is certainly policy implication. We can certainly encourage policymakers to devote more resources to develop more different type of leisure time activity programs. Like for kids, we have always have different kids programs for kids' interests. But for older adults, we don't have that many. The programs are very limited. So with more resources devoted into developing more types of leisure time activity, I think our older adults might be able to participate to increase their participation in leisure time activities and maybe therefore to benefit from this even strong effect of having slower progression of functional disabilities. And I think this is particularly important for Taiwan with this fast aging population. It could also apply to other fast aging countries. And this study certainly has some limitations. First, we have only included three covariates, and we are trying to include more to see whether the findings still stay there. And we have included a sample who have survived 11 years of study period. That means our sample could be younger and healthier. So we have to keep in mind that our study finding might be only able to generalize to a certain healthier and younger older adults. And thank you very much. And this is my take-home message. I think we should encourage older adults that it's probably never too early to increase leisure time activity participation. Okay, thank you very much. Right, because sedentary type activity also show protective effect for mental capacity.
So I think that's how the word exercise
is really
distracting.
Right, right.
The notion of the mediation.
Both physical or sedentary type will help.
Yeah. And I also say that as part of policy for seniors, as you said, now they have time to do these things, they should be having avenues that they can do.
Right, I totally agree.
you'll actually be able to see whether or not it, how it affects you. Now, the income groups, and then if you say no income and put them all together, you'll actually deduce whether or not they were higher or lower, usually lower. So everyone that did not have an income presented, if you aggregate them as no income as a category in your income strata,
Thank you.